Thank you, Jeff. It's good to see you guys. Has it been 2 months or 3 months?
Two? 2.5.
Feels longer. Yeah. I'm sorry. It feels longer. I'll give you a moment to sit down. Yeah. How you guys doing out in Facebook land? Are you enjoying this shelter in place? I'm sure you are. So, my talk today is The Path Made Clear. Now, first I want to tell you, I know some of you know this, but these talk titles, they're put together by the ministers of CSL. And then they write little things so that we can then take the talk title and work with that. And so we get these a year in advance. So this was done way before the shelter in place time. So it says, The Path Made Clear. So when I first saw this talk title, especially with what's going on, today nothing to me seems clear. How about for you? 3 months ago, our daily lives, our paths of who we are and where we were and what we were doing, we had clarity, or we at least had some order. Yes? At least as far as we could see, 3 months ago, we had our regular routine. Now, it might not have been great, but it was something that we could count on. Today, our lives and the life around us is very different, isn't it? So when I saw this talk title, The Path Made Clear, there was a part of me that said, yeah, bet me. And yet, there's more about this that is yet to be discovered. See, we've all been personally affected in many ways, and we need to stop thinking about any difficulty, whatever it is. Anything that seems to be out of order for us, and to think about God first instead. God first. See, because if we try and go back to what was, and we ruminate over that, and oh my gosh, it's not there anymore, we're losing the point and the opportunity that I believe has been given us. We're being asked to focus on the existence of positive changes. It might not look positive right now, but trust me, it is. It's coming to the positive. And this positive changes are taking place everywhere, not just in your house or my house, but everywhere. And remembering that where we put our attention is there you'll find yourself. So if you put your attention on what's going wrong or how difficult it is or how you don't like the change or you listen too much to the news, there's where your attention is. And so this morning I'm asking you to put that aside. Now you can pick it up when we finish today if you so desire. And I'm going to invite you to bring God first into everything that you do this morning, everything that you think. And let us each give our attention to and empower only what we want to co-create. Hear that. Give your attention to what it is you desire to co-create. In not only your life, but the life of the world. We bless the hearts this morning of the world. Now, how would you like the hearts of the world to be living? What do you want to see for them? And same, what do you wish to see for yourself? Let's praise and raise all of life. One with God is a majority. So let's go about every moment being the majority, one with God. We each can trust our path is made clear. So we're going to take a moment, and we're going to look at Romans 12:2. I love this. I mean, this is ancient wisdom. It says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Hear that this morning. God's will for you is pleasing. It is good and it is perfect. So that's why I believe that this time, being on that clear path, is a time to go within, a time to really become acquainted with the sacred and holy place within us. Because you see, our job is to renew our minds and transform our thinking. Transform our thinking. Not keep thinking the old way, but the new way. The possibilities. What is it that you desire to have taking place, not only in your life, but the life of the world, the people in the world? We can make sure our thoughts are the same as God's thoughts. That's what I'd like you to be doing for these few minutes that we're together this morning. See how it feels. Put it on. Try it on. Even when it feels like you're up against the impossible odds and times are uncertain, stop and breathe. Catch yourself. Just like the caterpillar. You see, caterpillar starts out as a worm, inching its way across plants, little by little by little. Actually, it takes the caterpillar a very long time to reach the leaf. But the caterpillar doesn't know any other way. It's been inching its way along day after day after day, doing the same thing, slow, very slow. And yet, within the caterpillar is a powerful force of transformation. Within the caterpillar is an idea of becoming something greater. Now, I don't think the caterpillar really knows this, but it feels something more is available to them. How about you? Is there something more that is available to you today? Let's be open. During this time, the caterpillar has no idea what it can and will become. But suddenly, the caterpillar is called to close themselves off from the outer world. Now think about that. This might be God's way to bring us into caterpillarhood. No. But to close us off, to close the caterpillar off from the outer world, the caterpillar all of a sudden starts to build this cocoon. They have no idea what's going to happen, but they just are knowing there's something more to be felt, to be known, to be experienced, and so they close themselves off from the outer world. And in this, I understand that they liquefy. Now, I'm not inviting you to liquefy, but I am inviting you to recognize that it's your time to close yourself off from the outer world, to become something greater, because what is being called that is to be greater lives within you. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to be any cuter. It's right where you are, right where I am. And so eventually the caterpillar goes through its metamorphosis, and then it starts to realize that, oh, there's something greater, and it starts to kick its little foot out from the cocoon, and the foot goes out. Pretty soon the next foot goes out. I don't know in which order this happens, but it happens. And maybe it sticks its nose out. Does the caterpillar have a nose? I have no idea. But pretty soon it comes out of the cocoon. And it's different. And it starts to open its wings. And it realizes it doesn't have to go inch by inch by inch doing it the old way. It now can fly from flower to flower to flower, drinking the sweet honey of the flowers in the garden. You see? We have no idea what's going to happen. Our path is being made clear because I believe that this time is a time for transformation, calling each one of us to something greater. And it isn't just happening to you, it's happening to everyone in the whole world. This is big. There is nothing against us. Any supposed enemy is only our own thinking. How we think is our key to freedom. We're not being asked to transform the life outside of us. We are being asked to transform our inner world, to become greater, to allow the fullness of who we are in God, as God, to be expressed, to be birthed. Because in my opinion, when we can live from our inner self and see the world, it changes around us. It's our extreme makeover time. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is not just a trite expression. It is the truth. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you stop and say, there is a power within me that is greater than whatever I am moving through, whatever's happening around me. I am safe. I am whole. I am healed. Because you see, fear is a virus. And fear can take us down. And truth can lift us up. Today. See, God has been our inner guide, guiding each and every one of us, guiding our soul from the very moment we were born. We have never been alone. Today we open and we are assured we are each on the perfect path. I don't care what's going on in your life. You stop and say, I am on the perfect path. Okay, God, open that up for me today. The answer will come. We can't fail. You can't fail. Same as the caterpillar. Caterpillar never fails. We can't stop our metamorphosis. We cannot stop our transformation unless we want to fight and push against it. But however, I don't know how that feels for you when we push against the news, when we push against what's taking place. But it doesn't feel very good. So I like to think that there's something greater that is taking place, and this looks pretty messy. In the caterpillar, it turns to liquid, my understanding. I've never opened up a cocoon, but that's what they say. So let's see what's going on today as turning to liquid, and yet it's coming into a form greater and bigger and more magnificent than we could ever imagine. When we hold that awareness, we are creators then. See, every day in my prayer work, I pray that the vaccine, that the solution, that the answer, that the supplies show up in a greater way than they ever have before. Because this is where our focus needs to be, not in what is empty and what's not taking place, but in what we're calling forth. Because we're creators. As everything is outside of us is changing, we let the inner calling be birthed within us. There is something very powerful when we live within. Each one of us desiring to be birthed into the new, to fly, to be free. Everybody breathe into that. What is it that you would like to find freedom in for you? Imagine it. See it. Let it become real. I know I am being transformed. God has me. I am safe. I am who God says I am. And when I forget, I stop and say, okay, God, who am I? I am equipped. I am powerful. And I also must say I'm full of it. Because that's the joy that lives within me. No caterpillar here. Just seeds of greatness. Live within me. Live within you. Are you willing to let those seeds of greatness grow? Expand? Within each and every one of us, our path is calling each one of us to uncover and discover who we truly are. Like the story of the peasant who saw on his walk in the morning, he saw the tree stumps laying on the ground. And he asked the farmer who owned the land, he said, how much do you want for the trees, for the stump? I'm having a hard time with that word, stump. And the farmer was glad to be rid of the stumps because as far as he was concerned, they were worthless. And so the farmer said, you can have the stump. And so the peasant took the stump and he took it home. And he studied that stump. He looked at it from every which way. And then he began to carve. And he kept carving. And weeks passed, and the stump became the most majestic sculpture of an eagle with its wings open. The peasant sculptured the stump from his love. And what he saw was at the center of that stump that to the farmer was worthless. The eagle was all the time within that stump, the old worthless stump. And putting his beautiful creation out in front of his hut because the farmer was so proud, the peasant was so proud of what he had created, what he had found in the stump. And one day the farmer came by and he was amazed at this beautiful eagle and he offered the peasant $500. And so the peasant sold the farmer back his stump. But this time it was an eagle. The farmer saw the stump as worthless, the sculpture. The peasant saw something greater living inside. Something great and something beautiful. The sculpture, like God, sees what lives within you, knows what lives within you. God sees the eagle within each and every one of us. The only thing keeping the eagle hidden is our thinking and our beliefs. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to fly. I'm willing to allow that has laid within me, maybe dormant, to come alive in a greater way. Let us each use this time to discover that eagle within. Yes? Are you willing? Why not? Let's allow the greatness to emerge because we each are the sculptor. Our path is clear. We can let go of old mistakes and supposed wrong turns. That's back there. We're moving forward in something brand new, in something that we get to create from the very soul of our being. And today we join each other in renewing our thinking. It's time for us to fly. As we allow the old to fall away, accepting our divine nature. See, it's up to each one of us to realize there is more alive within us to discover. It's not about what's happening out in the rest of the world. It's for us to discover what lives within us as the sculptor, as the caterpillar. There's something in you. Feel it. Can you and will you live daily in the faith and the feeling good about who you are and who you're becoming? thanking God in every moment for today, for your life, just as it is and just as it is not. Giving thanks for our life. And the path that we are each on clearly is an inside job. It isn't about anybody else. No one else can make your life happy, perfect, or fulfilled but you. Now everybody can add to that just by their presence. That's why I miss you being here so much. I look forward to the time that we can be together. But until we can be together, I'm going to work on this inside job that is mine to do. How about you? Let the value of who you are wake up. I think our metamorphosis calling you. It's calling me. Are you willing to answer the call? Are you available? What else do you have to do? Are you willing to say, yes, I am? And allow the birth of your soul to awaken greater, because this is who you are. It's who you've always been. We got the time now. I'm going to invite you to use it wisely. Use it for you, because that's who you're in charge of. Okay, let's take that into prayer. So if it's comfortable, just take a breath. And breathe in the joy, breathe in the gratitude that we get to share today together. We bless all the electronics that support us, knowing and accepting that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. Oh, there's only one life. And it is unique and divine, and it is magnificent, and it is desiring to express and be experienced in and through and as my very being. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and pure delight to speak this word for and about you today, knowing right where you are, God is. Knowing that in this very moment, you are the light and the love and the glory of God. Breathe it in, feel it, allow it to be greater within you than ever before. And where there is a need for a physical healing, we call forth that miracle working power of God to renew, to refresh, and to bring into that conscious awareness that lives within you, the greater truth that right where you are, God is. And bring to mind family, friends, members, people who you love, or people you don't know. Bring them to mind, knowing right where they are, this same truth is radiating out, touching their lives and their hearts. Right now, your commitment is to turn within to the God power, the God presence that lives within you, and to allow it to grow greater, to allow it to become your very expression of life, because this is who you are. You are the butterfly. You are the eagle. And so we call forth this freedom to fly, to move beyond conditions, to move beyond situations, to know this truth. That the virus is already done in the mind, that it is complete, that there is an answer, a solution, there is wholeness, there is wellness taking place in this whole world. And the jobs return, that people come back to regular type life, but in a different way, in a community way, in a loving way, in a kind way, in a embracing way. Nothing is against us, everything is for us. So greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust this divine mind that lives within me and that lives within you, knowing that it is all good, it is all God. And so I trust the mystery and the miracles that are yet to be revealed. And I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. Right where we are full of it, full of the God presence within us. We just let it shine. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.